What's up? It's your girl Jamaica from the Prayer Plug, bringing you the plug of the day. Today's scripture is Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 12. People who work hard sleep well, whether they eat little or much, but the rich seldom get a good night's rest. Amen. You know the common phrase, let's work smarter, not harder. But the good thing about the Bible is always going to contradict a lot of what the world wants us to believe. In the scripture, we learned that working hard allows us to sleep well. And so as I was seeking God, I'm like, oh, why would I want to work to the point where it's hard, God? And God said, it's not the actual effort that is hard. It's not the energy that is hard. It is the consistency, the discipline, and the dedication that is hard. When God has given you something and you work at that thing and you stay steady with it, it can become hard. But because you are honoring God and obeying God, you are able to sleep with peace. But many people that gain riches come from a place of bad intentions. So with that, they don't have the blessing of God because what they're doing does not reflect God. Do not get confused about what you're doing and what God is leading you to do. Know that God is strengthening you and sustaining you and keeping you on the path. Keep putting in that work. God got you. Now that's your plug of the day. Stay plugged in. You've just been plugged in. Subscribe so you'll get episode notifications and take some time to leave your girl a comment, a rating, and even share it with the people that you know. When more people know about the Prayer Plug podcast, more people are equipped to pray and grow closer to God. And don't forget, I need your prayer requests. I need your testimonies and I need encouragement too. So let's get connected on social media. You can find me on Instagram at Prayer Plug, or you can visit the website. And most importantly, you can download the mobile app. So we'll meet again. I can't wait to chat it up with you again. Stay on this faith walk and stay plugged in.